بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبا. قيل: يا رسول الله، من أبا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أطاعني فقد دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اکرام، brothers in Islam، Allah سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with iman. And because of this iman, we see things differently. Every affair of ours, we as Muslims must see it differently. If we do not see it differently, and we view it via the corrupt education system of this country, then our iman is not strong. As Muslims, we must view everything in the light of iman. Our education, our politics, our business, our family structure, our businesses, our factories, everything a Muslim must view it, and before he views it, he must put the spectacle of iman, he must put the glass of iman, and then view it. Because of our lack of proper education system, we do not see generally things from an Islamic perspective. The result is our present condition. Many things happen around us, we do not even know how to comment on it from an Islamic viewpoint. We are discussing jihad in context with Islamic politics. In an Islamic community, Islamic locality, Islamic state, house, Muslim home, one must engage in jihad in order for the stability of that locality, that Islamic state, or that home even. So what I am going to say and what I am saying, a person must not say that this is only applicable in an Islamic state. No, it is even applicable in your own house. Yes, if your house is run Islamically, if that Muslim house is Islamically orientated, Islamically directed, meaning the husband is the captain of that house, husband is captain of that ship, husband is ruling that house, and the husband must rule that house, govern that house, how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants that house to function. Not like how you and I are running our home. In an Islamic state, the government must enforce and see that jihad takes place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram came from a jihad. In a jihad where there was battle, where there was fighting, where there was warfare, where there were swords clashing, lives lost, booty gained, victory received. After that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we are returning from a lesser jihad, jihadu asghar, from a lesser jihad to the jihadu akbar, to the greater jihad, to the major jihad, to the bigger jihad. That is when Sahaba inquired that what is that jihad? He said, the jihad of nafs, the jihad against satanic forces, the jihad against Satan, the jihad against whims and fancies, the jihad against passion, lust, the jihad against your inner self. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam classified as the greater jihad. Everybody knows this. Everybody quotes this hadith. And everybody sits back. Especially here in South Africa. Especially us in South Africa. Because we have not experienced any difficult times. Really, we have not experienced any difficult times in our country. We Muslims in our country have not experienced any trials, any tribulations, any real difficult times. That is why we have lost the true spirit of jihad. We have lost the true flavor of jihad. And we eat rice, and rice sleeps away in the stomach, and we sleep away also. We don't know anything, very little about jihad. The hadith quoted, the real meaning is, as pious predecessors, old commentators of the hadith, they say this also. That it was at that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to draw the attention of the Sahaba that jihad is always, and jihad is for always, and jihad will go on. If you are not fighting your enemy, if you are not propagating deen, if you are not preaching deen, if you are not spreading deen, if you are not out there in the battlefield, then remember that jihad is on always, and the jihad of the nafs is always on. For that moment, for that duration, for that circumstances, under that situation, the jihad of the nafs was greater. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person, he dies, Abu Dawud, this hadith is in Abu Dawud, if a person dies without making jihad, without fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he does not have an intention in his heart, he does not have an intention in his heart to make jihad, and he dies, then he dies like a munafiq, like a hypocrite. But jihad does not mean, as soon as you mention the word jihad, it does not mean take out the sword or take out a very big rifle and start shooting around and saying people accept Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is incumbent, hadith again Abu Dawud, it is incumbent upon every Muslim to hold the hand of an evildoer, to hold the hand of an evildoer, and to turn it in the right direction. This spirit is lost. This life is lost in the Muslim. Muslim today, in his own house, he is not prepared to bring Islam. Muslim today, in his own house, he is not prepared to admonish his naked wife. He is not prepared to admonish his daughter who is going loose and his son who is wearing earrings and taking drugs. On the contrary, he will give them money, he will give them wealth, he will give them the car, he will give them the front door key and the back door key, and he will give them every facility, all amenities to sin, he will give them. And then at the end of the day, he will cry and regret. What is happening to my son? Why? Because his son, when he looks at him, he can't even recognize his own son. He cannot even recognize his own daughter. But he provides everything. That's how weak we have become. We South Africans, that's it. South African Muslims. Why? Because we have become influenced by this Western corrupt system of education and this Western way of life. Doesn't mean the Eastern way of life is not corrupt. That is equally corrupt. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that aid, help the oppressed, help the oppressed and the oppressor. Help the oppressed and help the oppressor. Sahaba Ikram requires that to help the oppressed, we understand. Help him, liberate him, free him, remove his difficulties, remove all the harassment he's going under, help him spiritually, morally, financially. That is easy to understand. But how do we help the oppressor? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that help the oppressor by stopping him, by holding his hand and telling him not to oppress, by telling him, instructing him, admonishing him not to oppress. So basically you will get the ruled and those subjects who are being ruled. So both have to be aided, both have to be supported, both have to be helped. As respected elders, one point I must mention, especially in this platform. Time and again, from this platform, I have been repeatedly misquoted. Before the sun sets, phone calls are made. Mufti is saying this. Respected elders, quote me. I'm not afraid of being quoted. But quote me in context. Quote me verbatim. Quote me what I'm saying. I'm not afraid of being quoted. As long as I'm saying the truth, I will say it, irrespective who I'm saying it against. If the cap fits you, wear it properly. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of anybody. But quote me properly. Do not make mischief. Do not make facade. Nabi Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hadith is coming from Nasai Sharif, the hadith says, that a martyr is one who is killed while protecting his children. Someone enters your yard, someone enters your house, someone enters your shop, someone enters your premises, and he decides to harm you. He wants to injure you, physically assault you, and you in defense, and you instruct him to go away, and something happens, and you die in the process. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that that person is a martyr. That person is a martyr. So to protect your territory, to protect your property, to protect your land, to protect your children, your family, your wife, to protect all this, that is part of deen, that is part of Islam. And do a good job. Protect yourself. Protect your wife, your children, your family. Do not hesitate to protect your property. Have the ears clear, intention clear, that I am protecting my family. Woman must be in parda. She must not go outside. She is not cheap commodity to be left outside. Expensive commodity you keep in the house, you protect it, you cover it. Cheap commodity, freely available commodity, loose commodity, you leave outside, everybody must look at. Woman is in parda, and if she is attacked, then Sharia says that there is only one place, one instance where a person can commit suicide. Suicide is haram in Islam. But this instance, the woman, if she is assaulted and she fears her life, her chastity, if she fears her dignity and honor, it is certain she can go to the top of the roof and jump from there and lose her life. Because she is one, a female woman is one who must protect herself, her chastity, her honor, her dignity. She is not here to say hello, good morning, thank you and all that. That is not woman's role in Islam. Woman has got another role in Islam. There are two types of martyrs, shaheed. Two types of shaheed. One is hukmi and one is hakiki. One is a martyr who falls under the law of martyrdom. And one is a martyr in reality. Understand it? We have got wuzu, we make wuzu. But a substitute for wuzu at the time of necessity, which serves as wuzu,
a time of necessity and need is tayammum, purification by sand. So sand, purification by sand is called tayammum. So you got wuzu, that's in reality. But tayammum, falling under the law of wuzu, falling under the hukum, order of wuzu. What you can do with wuzu, you can do with tayammum. But wuzu and tayammum, they are not equal. They are not equal. One is the original, one is the substitute. So martyrdom has got two stages. One is the original, the one in the reality. The one who goes out to the battlefield, spreading Islam, uplifting the kalima, protecting the Islamic frontiers, all those things, and he passes away, he dies, that's a martyr. In reality, martyr is hakiki. And the one in, who goes under the order, the hukmi one, again, hadith from Nasai, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, person who dies out of stomach ailment, due to stomach ailment, he is a martyr. Person who dies out of an accident, martyr. A woman dies while giving birth to a child, martyr. There is a commentary of Mishkat written by Alama Delvi Sahib, Mazahir Ehad. He has listed about 50 persons who come under the law of martyrdom. Any person who dies, whether his cause is un-Islamic or Islamic, you do not have to start printing pamphlets and saying, martyr so-and-so, martyr so-and-so. Understand the law. Go to the expert. Classify that person. What kind of a martyr is. Then print it. Then do your fatwa, your decision. So, alhamdulillah. Message for today is that each individual, if you've got some blood in your body, if we have got some iman, some spark of iman, some flame of iman, then bring Islam in the house. And bring Islam on ourselves. Bring Islam so that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come. Bring Islam on our children, on our wives, on our businesses. Let Islam come. But I think, let Islam come. That is why someone stated, I think it was Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, that Islam is on the bookshelf and the Muslim is in the grave. Islam is on the bookshelf and the Muslim is in the grave. That is why once, when he was sitting in his gathering, Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh inquired from his disciples that if Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sahaba, if they were alive, what should they have thought of us? What should they have thought of us? So the disciples, and everybody has a good opinion of himself. You see a person that he's so far away from Islam that when he looks himself in the mirror too, you see he's very far away from Islam. He doesn't read one namaz a day. He comes Jummah comes, he comes reading Jummah, then Salat al-Janazah, he comes for his Salat, and he's okay, Alhamdulillah. Ramzan, he comes, he visits a few masjid for Taraweeh. For the first 3 days, and the middle 3 days, and the last 3 days, is very good Muslim, you ask me. That's very good Muslim. I give zakat now and then, someone comes for charity, I give him a few rents too. I'm very good Muslim. Don't talk. How much sin I take away? I'm very good Muslim. Every person feels that. I'm far excellent. No one wants to be bad. Disciples of Hazrat Junayd say, no, we are good Muslims. Sahaba will be very happy with us. So Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that if Sahaba came and saw us, they'll give us invitation to Islam. They'll give us invitation to Islam. So respected elders, that we must bring Islam. Make jihad. Jihad on our nafs. All evil, bad vices, rotten qualities, stinky attributes, malice, hatred, envy, filth, everything from the inside, take it out. Bring good qualities, humility, weakness, sincerity, good intention, welfare for the community, welfare for Islam. Bring Islam in ourselves. So that the inside and the outside of a Muslim are equal. That's the purpose. And the inside and the outside become equal. Inside strong iman, outside strong Islam. Not that when you meet a person, he smiles at you. As soon as you turn around, then he wants to put a dagger in your back. That's the law of the kuffar. We must not do that. So alhamdulillah, that we must try to bring Islam in ourselves, become practical. And no Islam comes in ourselves without practicality, respected elders. By dynamic speeches, prolific writings, eloquent declarations, beautiful resolutions, Islam does not come alive. Islam comes alive when we make a firm intention that I will not go to that function, irrespective of whether it is my brother, my cousin, my uncle, because there is intermingling of sexes there, because there is music there, because there is haram there, because there is lavishness there, because there is extravagance there, because there is un-Islamic activities taking place. Haven't you got the himmat to do that? You do not have the courage to do that. You do not have the courage to say that my father, I'm not coming to your function. My brother, I'm not coming to your function. My uncle, I'm not coming to your function because it is un-Islamic. And then you say you're a Muslim. Then you say you're a proud Muslim. What kind of a Muslim you are? What kind of Islam we are propagating and preaching and practicing? What are we doing for Islam? We are ruining Islam. We are destroying Islam. Looking at us, who will accept Islam? Looking at our pattern of conduct, who will accept Islam? What are we doing? What are we doing to the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are we doing to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are we doing to the faraiz of deen? And still everybody says, I'm a good Muslim. Make jihad on ourselves, on our families. Bring Islam. Let them dress properly. You dress properly. Not that the man must walk around, you can see everything. Not the female must walk around, you see everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand these. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.